With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Christian relief groups are feeling the pain of President Trump's dismantling of the U.S. Agency for International Development. More from Greg Clugston.
The Trump administration's gutting of USAID is directly affecting the work and ministry of many faith-based organizations, including Samaritan's Purse, World Vision, World Relief, and Catholic Relief Services. As Christianity Today reports, most of USAID's budget goes to grants for projects, including local Christian health clinics and orphan care. On its website, World Relief says the federal funding cuts are putting its refugee outreach and life-saving programs at risk. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, an AI summit has gathered in Paris as the tech world will mesh with world leaders.
Heads of state, top government officials, CEOs, and scientists from around 100 countries are participating in the two-day international summit. They include U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance on his first overseas trip since taking office. The summit will give many European leaders a chance to meet Vance for the first time.
Correspondent Karen Chama says that Vice President Vance meets with France's President Macron tomorrow. From Cairo, the United Nations announces it has suspended its humanitarian operations in the stronghold of Yemen's Houthi rebels after they detained eight more UN staffers. The decision affects the response to one of the world's worst humanitarian disasters in Yemen. President Trump will pardon former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. That's according to a person familiar with his plans who was not authorized to speak publicly. The president had already commuted Blagojevich's 14-year sentence for political corruption charges, and that happened during his first term. This is SRN News. Google abandons DEI.
The world's most popular search engine says it will no longer pursue a diversity, equity, and inclusion program that, amongst other things, sought to promote the LGBT agenda. Google joins numerous other leading corporations, including some of Silicon Valley's biggest names, in stepping back from DEI, even as President Trump declares war on the concept within the federal government. Target made a similar announcement earlier this month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
During last week's visit to the U.S., Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with evangelical leaders. Among those in attendance were former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who was President Trump's pick to be ambassador to Israel. John Hagee of Christians United for Israel was also there. The meeting was a reminder that Christian Zionists are among Israel's strongest supporters in the U.S., and they wield considerable influence with Mr. Trump. This is SRN News. More saber-rattling out of Pyongyang.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un claims an elevated U.S. security partnership with South Korea and Japan poses a threat to his country, and he's once again vowing to further bolster his nuclear weapons program. State media says Kim calls a U.S. effort to boost a trilateral military partnership with Tokyo and Seoul grave security challenge. Jason Walker reporting.
The United Nations humanitarian chief says famine has been mostly averted in Gaza as a surge of aid enters the territory during the fragile ceasefire. But he warns the threat could return quickly if the truce collapses. Concerns are growing over whether the ceasefire can be extended, and talks are to begin on its more difficult second phase. The six-week first phase is halfway through. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.